Science tells us that over 90% of what we think is just thoughts we've already had, meaning we're living in the past. If you want to know how to live a better, more fulfilling, more joyful life, you want to live right now, in the present. I know what I thought yesterday. The question is, what am I going to think today? It's time for a new thought. Welcome to Every Day, A New Thought. I'm Thor Chalgren. Today, I want to talk about a supposed Einstein quote and ask the question, did he really say that? There's a quote you may have heard of that is often attributed to Albert Einstein. And because he was so brilliant and this is such an interesting quote, I think it's easy for us to assume that this must be true. And a lot of people probably do. So I wanted to look at it and ask, did he really say that? Here's the quote that is supposedly from Albert Einstein. If I had to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and 5 minutes thinking about the solutions. That's the supposed Albert Einstein quote that you often see attributed to him. So the question is, did he really say that? Now, if you look into this, there are also variations of different ways that he supposedly said it. Instead of 55 minutes studying and 5 minutes doing, there were also variations where the time was 45 minutes studying the problem, 10 minutes reviewing, then 5 minutes doing, or 40 and 20, the various time frames, which is what makes you start to suspect that maybe Albert Einstein didn't really say this quote. And the problem that he's talking about, supposedly in this quote, was something along the lines of a meteor heading to Earth. So something that could provoke great anxiety and is definitely a problem you want to solve. So the quote supposedly was that he would spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem, then 5 minutes thinking about the solutions. So did he really say that? No, apparently he did not. Or at least there's no substantive proof that he said it. And I'll put a link in the show description of someone who went through all the variations of this quote and looked at them and examined them. The best that this person can tell is that the earliest citation of a quote that sounded like this was from an unknown academic at Yale University in the 60s who said some variation of it. I think it was maybe the 40-minute, 20-minute rule, but basically some version of that quote. So Albert Einstein did not apparently say that he would spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and 5 minutes about the solutions. But it's still worth looking at the idea and questioning the logic behind it and thinking about, is this something we can apply in our own lives? If you had an hour to solve a problem, would you spend 45, 50, 55 minutes studying or reviewing or analyzing the problem and then a much smaller amount of time working on the solution? I think it depends on your definition of studying or reviewing or defining. I think a lot of times when we think about a problem, instead of thinking dispassionately about the problem and maybe actually coming up with solutions, we spend time worrying or imagining all the ways it could go wrong. You know, in the example of a meteor hitting the Earth, if you spent 55 minutes where you were so racked with worry about this meteor hitting the Earth and you really couldn't focus on the solution, no, that's not a good use of your time. Don't spend time catastrophizing the problem. Instead, you want to spend the opposite amount of time thinking, what could go right here? I'd say for me, the right proportion of how to think about this is maybe 20 minutes where you imagine the scenario going right, meaning you're putting positive energy into the solution. You're thinking about, in the example of the meteor, you're thinking about what it will feel like, what it will look like if your solution works and that meteor passes by Earth and you imagine all the feelings of people who worked on it, who made it happen. You see the smiles, you feel that energy of what that solution felt like. So that's 20 minutes of visualizing and feeling the outcome you want. Then maybe you spend 20 minutes because you're in that energetic place, you spend 20 minutes focused on studying, brainstorming, allowing the ideas to come to you during that initial visualization period. And then finally, spend 20 minutes doing, solving, acting. That's my own sense, is you're much better off instead of spending a huge amount of time where it's difficult to keep your mind off of the problems, spend a short amount of time, maybe a third of your time, focused on the energy of it working out, then spend a third of the time on visualizing, brainstorming, studying the problem, and defining what the solution is, and then spend 20 minutes where you act on the solution. That's my suggestion. Now, I'm no Einstein, but for me, that's a much better approach to how you spend that hour solving some big problem. And given the fact that Einstein didn't apparently say that, I think Einstein might agree. Thank you so much for listening to Every Day a New Thought. If you like today's show, please consider subscribing to the podcast. And if you found value in it, I'd be grateful for your 5-star review. Until tomorrow, bring a new thought to your life today.